Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord he has made. Most gracious and heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come this morning in an humble submission. We come confessing every sin of omission and commission as we embrace the gifts of a brand new day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times and your praises shall continually be in our mouths. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we want to pray for our listening audience on today. Father God, that all of those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God, will grab hold of faith this morning, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and say yes to your will and say yes to your way. We pray for those, the body of Christ, Father God, our brothers and sisters around the world, that Father God, each and every person will obtain a desire to draw closer to you, Father, closer, closer, and closer, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. This is our prayer on today, and we thank you for an opportunity to serve in your kingdom, your eternal kingdom, your everlasting kingdom. And so, Father God, we embrace this day. We thank you for the day. And now we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is everything. And we come to lift him up this morning. Amen. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. Well, we welcome everybody here. Amen. Especially the first timers. Amen. But we're not just partial to the first timers. Amen. But you got to come the first time before you can come another time. Amen. So we, amen, want to welcome everybody. Amen. To the platform, to the breakfast table. Amen. To the service. This is what you call church on conference. Hallelujah. It's not prayer on conference. This is church on conference. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for his multiplicity of inventions and how we can give God praise. His multiplicity of inventions. Amen. How we can be fed the word. Amen. Hear the word. Digest the word, be blessed by the word until we become the word. Amen. Until Christ be formed in you. Amen. I want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Number seven. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For all the good things. Amen. That the Lord has done, is doing. Amen. And will continue to do. Amen. We bless Jesus. Amen. We pray, amen, for those of you that have been following us. Amen. Hallelujah. We normally like the teaching series. Sometimes the Lord will, amen, give us a message for the day. Lord, we're just obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're in synchrony. We're synced. amen, with the Holy Spirit, which means we just follow his lead. We follow the Lord's lead. Amen. Hallelujah. And so glory be to God. When we follow, the Holy Spirit just spoke something to me. Amen. So guess what? I come with paper and pencil. I encourage you to come, amen, with paper and pencil. Why? Because we're being taught. We're being taught. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The unbeliever, we preach to the unbeliever. We teach, amen, the believers. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So now we become coachable. We become, amen. And so we bless the Lord. So if you are being taught, that means you definitely want to come with some paper and pencil. If you don't come with nothing else, amen. And because our time is limited on this platform, and you can always go back, amen, with your Bibles, your thesaurus, your Greek dictionaries, and all that, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Somebody say, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. So basically, beloved, hallelujah, with all this week, we've been teaching on the obedience, the blessing of obedience, the blessings of obedience. When we're walking in obedience, amen, we're walking in the blessing. When we're walking in the blessing, we're walking in obedience, because otherwise the two are contrary. And this world, and especially this particular generation, and it's probably been going on from the beginning of time, because there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, we want God to be, you know, our genie in the bottle. We want God to be our little Muppet, and, you know, we want God to bless whatever we give him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever we give him, hallelujah, we want God to bless. Amen. And so we want to live a lifestyle of any way we want to live. If we want to be obedient, we'll be obedient. If we don't, we won't. And then we still want God's ultimate blessings. And so this is just one of the shrewd ways that Satan has deceived God's people. Satan has deceived God's people. Satan has deceived the unbeliever to believe that there is no God, or you don't have to do that salvation stuff, and, you know, and God loves you, and you're going to heaven anyhow, and it's not no heaven, and you know, God don't exist. So this is how he moves in the mind of the unbeliever. But once we break out of that foolishness and that lie, because the devil is a liar and the father of lies, glory be to God, and we come on over on the Lord's side, now he's still lying to us. He never stops lying, because he's a liar, and lying is what he do. So now he changes the lie, see, and he wants us to believe that we don't have to obey God. It's okay, because, you know, you know, you're human. It's okay, because, you know, God's grace is going to cover you. And he just, you know, he just keeps lying. And we keep believing the lie. And we find ourselves in the same old circle. Same old circle of rising and falling. Never, always. You notice, beloved, amen, when people, amen, when the message of God comes forth, amen, and God has sent his man or his woman of God, amen, to bring a word, and even you, when you teach, it's always something that's going to happen. You know, your blessing is coming. You always notice that? It's always a future event. You're going to be healed tomorrow. Your blessing is on the way. Your ship is coming in one day. You ever notice that? It's always a future tense. And there's nothing wrong with some hope. But let me tell you something. If your blessing has been on that ship for the last 10 years, why hasn't arrived at the dock yet? You mean tell me your blessing's still in the ocean, on a ship in the ocean? Your healing's still up there in the sky. Come on, somebody. One day, sister. Yeah, you're going to be healed one day. Yeah, that money coming in one day. One day. See? The Bible tells us now faith is. Now, faith. What you have to know, beloved, amen, your blessing not coming. Your blessing is already here. Your healing is not coming. Your healing is already here. Your breakthrough is not coming. Your breakthrough is already here right now. You have to appropriate that. But as long as you're walking around in disobedience, you're going to die just like that. They're going to have it right on your obituary, right there. What they call the things you give out at the church when you go to somebody's funeral or homegoing, and they have your obituary and all about your life, and they're going to get down to the last paragraph and say, yeah, well, they was waiting for. There was a Christian, and they was waiting for their healing. There was a Christian, and they was believing God that one day the breakthrough was going to come through. You mean to tell me you done lived all your life, and then none of your promises have come through yet? But you best believe that ain't on God's end. Nah, baby. All of God's promises are yes and amen. Glory be to God. He fulfills every single one of his promises. Okay? Joshua. Chapter number 21, verse number 45, and it reads like this. There faileth not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. All came to pass. Why? Because beloved, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall it not? He should he not make it good? He said, not one of God's promises failed. God brought them out of Egypt. The day came, and God brought them out. See? But yet and still, what, took them another 40 years to get into the promised land? What, you trying to tell me? Let me tell you something. The same way God opened up that Red Sea overnight, God could have had them in the promised land by morning. It was not God's fault, amen, that they was running around in circles, walking around in circles. That was not God's fault. That was their disobedience. It's not God's fault because we don't have, amen, what God wants to give us. It's not God's fault. You got to stop blaming God. Stop pointing fingers at God. See? And ask God to show you the areas of your life that needs to be corrected, that needs to be changed, that needs to be modified. What is it? What's the problem, Lord? Ask God to show you what he sees so you can start seeing like he sees. So we can start doing like he is designed for us to do. It is not God's fault. Jesus said it is finished. What was he talking about? Well, this, let me ask you a question. What do you think Jesus was talking about? See? He was saying that his mission, his purpose for coming to earth was finished, but that was an all-inclusive blessing. That included everything. See? And so, beloved, the Lord keeps us, amen, and allows us to get stuck in our situation long enough that our eyes can come open and we can see, amen, that we need to make a change. What's the change? Well, the good way, amen, it just begin, amen, by telling God yes. Beloved, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have to activate our faith, amen, and sink our faith into the yes factor. I don't know, the Holy Ghost just gave me that one. Shoot, I'll write that down. Wait, I like that. I'll put that in my book I'm writing right now. Okay, wait a minute. Amen. Okay. Sink that. and to the Yes Factor. So y'all have to remember, I have to write this stuff down because it's not me talking. It's not me talking. I know you think it's me, but it's not me. I pray. I don't open my mouth until I have my prayer first. See, I pray before I pray. I pray before I speak. And then I ask God, amen, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto him. And see, that's the mindset that we have to get. We have to yield to the Holy Ghost. Okay. And we have to tell, we have to be synced into the Yes Factor, who's yes, God's yes. And that's where we use our faith. That's why it is impossible to please God without faith. It takes faith to obey God. You don't think it took faith, amen, to walk around the Jericho wall 7 times and on the 7th day, another 7? You don't think it took faith for Naaman to go down and dip in that dirty water? I can see if it was that clean Jamaican water. You talking that dirty water, huh? You don't think it took faith, amen, for Abraham, amen, to get up, take his wife, take his people, and leave into a land that he didn't know not? Glory be to God. You don't think it took faith for Paul to get on that ship? Well, after the Lord told him it was going to be shipwrecked, you don't think it took faith? See, it takes faith. Why? Because faith, we can't see faith. With faith, we don't have the answers. If we had all the answers, you wouldn't need faith. Why would you need faith if you knew all the answers? But we walk by faith and not by sight. This is a spiritual journey, beloved. But no, because you are a spirit. I know you're looking at that pretty flesh, amen, but you are not the flesh. That's just the house you live in. You know, like some people keep a clean house. Some people need to clean their house. Like you need to, like today, just stop what you're doing and start to clean it. Huh? Some of us keep clean cars. Huh? And some of us ain't too particular. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Huh? Your flesh is just the body you live in. See, but the same way your physical house is decaying, okay, every 10 years you got to get a roof, you got to get a paint job, you know, you got to send the plumber in, the electrician in, you know, shampoo that carpet, you know what I'm talking about, reshine those hardwood floors. Same way you have to do to your physical house, you got to do to your spiritual house. You got to be upkept because one day, glory be to God, you're moving out. you're moving out. We move out of our physical house. Sometimes we can rent it. Sometimes we can sell it. Amen. Hallelujah. But when we move out of this spiritual house, amen, glory be to God, it's going to be demolished. Hey, come on now. Somebody say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So God wants us to, God does not have any, look, whatever your faith believe for, if it's in, God put the desires in your heart. The reason that desire is in your heart, because God gave it to you. Okay, so God is the one that's going to bring it to pass as you delight yourself in him. Whatever you want, God will give it to you. God don't care as long as it don't have you. Okay, you want to live in the hood, amen, God going to give you the best house in the hood. You want to live in the suburbs? God lets you live in the suburbs. You want to ride a hoopty? You just glad for a hoopty? God will keep the hoopty running. You want a brand new car? God will give you that. Amen. Whatever you want, God don't care nothing about this material stuff. You want $30,000 a year? God will give you $30,000. He'll give you $31,000. You want $300,000 a year? God will give you that too. God ain't got no problem with that. Amen. You have not because you ask not. Amen. You can get it. Amen. Hallelujah. You put your faith to it. Amen. You want more God? God, guess what? God wants more of you. Okay? So God will give you whatever your heart's desire, beloved. Amen. As long as those things do not have you. God don't care. God don't care. All right? Because he knows it's all temporary. It's all temporary. Amen. Hallelujah. It's only one thing that's eternal, and that's our soul. What you have to remember, beloved, is that your soul is forever, if you're saved or not. If you're saved or not. We call it eternal salvation because, amen, when you receive Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, which means Jesus is your Lord, Jesus is your Savior, you are a follower, you are a disciple, you're walking in faith, you're walking in the Spirit, which means you're walking in love, and you're walking in obedience. You can't have a love walk without obedience. And you can't walk in obedience without walking in love. Because the greatest of everything is love. But even that's tied into obedience. See what I'm saying? If obedience is the factor that's tied into everything. Everything. There's no exceptions. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. See? Glory be to God. So the bottom line is this, beloved. As I was moving around yesterday, I had to do some things. It's been a very, very fruitful week. Most days this week, right after the call, I was already dressed. I was already dressed and out the house. Amen. And I was moving around yesterday, and I love it how the Holy Spirit would just say something while you're in the supermarket line. He'd just say something. Amen. And I was just moving around. I was picking up something. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, amen, hallelujah, if you live right. Ooh, if you live right, if you live right. I said, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because see, I knew that was my subject for today. If you just live right. The Lord said, just wrap up this week right here. Amen, glory be to God, the Lord's willing. Amen, you won't hear from me tomorrow too much. I don't know. Who knows? Who even knows tomorrow's coming? Who even knows that tomorrow's coming? Y'all see what's going on with the news? They done dragged the U.S. in. The U.S. was always dragged in. Glory be to God. Y'all see what's going on? Who's to say that the rapture's not going to take place right before a nuclear bomb? I mean, who's just to say? I mean, we don't know how this rapture is going to take place. So if one of those foreign countries decide that they had enough of the United States and they're going to try to send a nuclear bomb over here, who's to say that the rapture not going to take place just a couple seconds before it? We better be on our P's and Q's. Holy Spirit said, if you live right. Hallelujah. I hear Mother Washington right now singing. Y'all know I like to go back 50, 60 years. Amen. When I was a little girl and my grandmother used to take us to church. Amen. Glory be to God. Before my mother, amen, took us because I was already a teenager when my mother came in and gave her life to the Lord. But when my mother came in, she came in hard. I was about 14, 13, 14. My mother came in hard. You hear what I'm saying? And never turned back. And never turned back. Glory. And that's been over 60 years ago. But we was little children. My grandmother used to come and take us to church. And me and a couple of my sisters. Amen. And I remember this song. Hallelujah. If you live right. Heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you. Beloved, Psalms 81 and 13 says, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. The Lord is sitting up in heaven right now, beloved, and this is what he's saying here. Oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that my people wouldn't be so hard-headed. Oh, that they wouldn't be so stubborn and stiff-necked. Oh, if they wouldn't be so ignorant. Oh, if my people would just listen to me. If they would stop listening to the flesh, if they would stop listening, amen, and following the worldly ways and being conformed to this world, oh, that my people would listen to me. Beloved, are you a listener? Are you listening to what God has to say through his word? Are you listening? To listen, beloved, amen, is to be a hearer and a doer, amen. And you're now, amen, active, amen, and working the word that you hear. In other words, you're responding, amen, to what you become a practitioner in the Lord's kingdom. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost showing off this morning. I got to write that down. There's some good stuff to put in my book that's going to be coming out soon. A practitioner in the Lord's kingdom. Interesting. Thank you, Father. Okay. Proverbs 3:6 says this. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. So here God is showing you what path to take. Now, what good is it for God to show you if you're not going to obey? The Lord said, okay, over here to the right. No, Lord, I'm going to do the left. I know I heard the Lord say right, but I'm just going to do left because I just want to see something. You better be sure. Lord, let me tell you something. It might be the last time you see it. It might be the last time you see it. Psalms 23:3, he guides me along the right path. We was talking about, amen, what side are you on in one of our prayer meetings, amen, this week, amen, hallelujah, when Jesus told the disciples, amen, to cast their net, amen, to the right side of the boat, not to the left, to the right. Amen, glory be to God, and we got a good sermon out of that one, amen, hallelujah. Are you on the right side or what side are you on? Amen. But the Bible says he guides us along the right path, bringing honor to his name. So if God is guiding you down the right path, but you don't want to go the right path because it looks hard, it looks lonely, it looks like you don't see nobody on that path you know, popular. Your flesh don't like it. Oh, you best believe that flesh gonna show off. Your flesh gonna kick up. Your flesh knows how to show off. That's why the Bible says mortify it. Put it to death. See, your flesh is not in agreement. It's not in agreement with the will of God. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Proverbs 21:3, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The Lord is more pleased when we do what is right and just than when we offer him sacrifices. Clean living before God and justice with our neighbors mean far more to God than religious performance. See, some people trying to butter God up. We think we can do God like we do some people. And some people real easy like that. You know they upset with you, so you know you just want to, you know, stop by and pick them up a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Go to the cemetery, get them dead flowers, wrap that up, take that over. You know, try to appease them a little bit. You know, come kissing them on the cheek, all that phony stuff. And it works for some people. You know, the Bible speaks about foolish women. And some men, too. Amen. So just gullible like that. See, and then we try to play God and put God on the same level. See, we try to put God in the same level. God said, no. I want your heart. I want your heart. That's because that's what I'm looking at. I want all of you. I don't want the phony stuff. That's why he said obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, sacrifices are good. Don't get me wrong. But not when, you know, you're trying to cover up. Well, you know what? I'm going to give a big offering this week. I'm going to give a big offering. See? And then you want to know, give the offering over your unconfessed sin. You're trying to get in God's grace. Let me tell you something. Babe, you already in God's grace, because if you wasn't, God have been to cut you down a couple weeks, couple months, a couple years ago. Don't even try it. Do you really think God needs your money? Not like really. Like really? You think that God's kingdom is going to be on freeze if you don't give God your money? You got to be kidding. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. See, God wants you. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. What? But be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, taking off the old, putting on the new, practicing, being a hearer of the word, a doer of the word, learning obedience. I think this is what God wants, so I'm going to give it to him. See, and you want to keep moving in that direction until you can move without hesitation. You don't second guess. It's okay to talk to God about it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, because some things we want to talk about. Well, God, I don't really understand. Well, God, I ain't really feeling this. Well, God, it's okay to talk to God. God, could you, you know, let me show me this. It's okay to talk to God. See, but, you know, not to, you know, get him to change his mind. If you, you know, if you want a little bit more peace in what the Lord is telling you to do, it's okay to talk to God. He ain't going to beat you up. But you already got your mind made up. You're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I just got some questions. Okay, well, ask your questions. He'll answer them in his own way. See? But you still have got your mind made up. This is what the Lord wants. This is what the Lord wants. Lord, you want me to love my enemies. You really? Like, really? Like, really, Lord? Yeah, I do. I want you to love your enemies. Why? Because God said he loves his. Glory be to God. Proverbs 21:21, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. You see that, beloved? We will find life. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. We will find prosperity. See, because it's the Lord God who giveth thee wealth. And we will find honor. Why? Because we're pursuing righteousness. How can you pursue righteousness and you're living the lifestyle of disobedience? I'm not talking about the disobedience that you don't know. Because sometimes we are in error and we don't know we're in error. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will always show you. He'll let you know. He has his way of communication. You know, maybe your peace is disturbed. You know, he'll move through people. God will let you know he'll move through his word. The Holy Spirit will let you know. We're not talking about that, beloved. See, we're talking about, amen, what you do know and you refuse to change. What you do know and you refuse to commit to God. What you do know and you refuse to confess because you're not ready yet. Will God wait until you get ready? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We're going to be teaching a lesson, amen, as soon as the Lord released me. I don't know when, maybe as soon as Sunday, I'm not sure, why so many of God's people are dying prematurely nowadays in this generation. Why are they dying so young? Well, the scripture addresses that, by the way. The scripture does address that. Last scripture I want to share with you on this morning, beloved, coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse number 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the master wants. Now that's worth repeating. As a matter of fact, I am going to repeat it. Ephesians 5:17, write it down. That's just could be your food for thought today. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the master wants. Beloveds, only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. So what are you doing for Christ? What you doing for Christ? God has an agenda for your life. Beloved, I don't care who your mother is, who your father is. They didn't make you. You came from God. When you entered this planet Earth, the day that you was born, you came straight from God. Born in his image, created in God's image, and God put you on planet Earth for a purpose. You was not a mistake. God gave you your birth date, and God is going to give you your death date. And in between that birth and that death, there's a purpose. There's something for you to do. There's no big assignment, no large assignment, just an assignment coming from the Lord. We all had different assignments. And you'll never find out what that assignment is. You can never fulfill that assignment and maximize that assignment as long as you've made up your mind that you're going to go the opposite way. And you're going to try to fulfill it on your own terms and your own way, like you know what you're doing and what you're talking about. And we're supposed to be seeking God in prayer for our own lives and for the lives of others. And find out, amen, the Holy Spirit's going to let you know. You ain't even got to ask him. You can ask him if you want to. Just keep walking with him. Just keep walking with the Holy Spirit. Where do you think the Holy Spirit is taking you? He's taking you into your destiny. All you got to do is keep walking with him. But how are you going to walk with him if you're not walking in obedience? He's trying to take you down Broad Street, you down South Philly on South Street. See, talking about the permissive will of God. God don't bless you from anywhere. God bless you from somewhere. He told Elijah, when Elijah was at the brook, and they had the dirty birds, the ravens. That's a message all in itself, bringing Elijah the food. Okay? God took care of him. Then God decided one day he not sending no more birds. Well, why? Did God run out of birds? Of course God did not run out of birds. God owned all the birds. God owns everything. He told Elijah, he said, get up. Your season here is over. He said, go on over to Zarephath. I sustain the widow woman to take care of you. What if Elijah say, I ain't going? He said, no, devil is a lie. I ain't going no right here. I'm these birds. God, no, I'm staying right here. He would have died by the brook. Some of us are dying right now by the brook. Because that brook dried up a long time ago. And you refuse to obey. You refuse to get up and go. You refuse to get up and do. You refuse, amen, to tell the Lord yes. Holy Spirit, the angel came to Mary and Joseph when Jesus was a baby. Said, all right, take Jesus and take Jesus into Egypt, people at. Take him over there with the black folks, because Herod looking for him. And if he go over there with the black folks, they ain't going to be able to find him. Because black going to be on black. He said, so take him over there with the black folks. See, and I'll tell you when to come back. I suppose Mary and Joseph said, we ain't going. This baby Jesus. Beloved, the bottom line is this. We have to come into agreement with what the Lord wants. God has a will, God has a time, and God has a way. Thus, yes, he will if we do what the Lord say do. We taught on it, what? On our Wednesday night Bible study. The curse causes won't come. Think about all those people, amen. We still hear the testimonies. Remember 9/11. Everybody remember 9/11. You can't forget 9/11. It changed our whole world. Some people, they were interviewing, they said, you know what? I was just led to call out to work that day. I was just led, or I was, you know, I got stuck in traffic. Y'all better stop blowing y'all horn when y'all stuck in traffic. The Lord might be protecting you from something. The baby said it was late. God intervening. No, I ain't calling out today because I ain't never missed a day at work. I ain't never missed a day. Huh? And now what? Look at them. We can't even find them. When the building went down, they went down with the building. Never missed a day of work. We commend you, beloved. But let me tell you something. I know some people, amen, that when they retired after 30, 40, 50 years of work, never missed a day, and they got a gold watch. I mean, really? After 50 years of work, you can buy your own watch. And then they replace you the next day. What would our life look like if we was that committed to the Lord and the Lord's kingdom? If we was that committed that we're not going to miss a day on the Lord's assignment, we wake up every morning thanking God for the day and say, God, what would you have me to do this day? Who would you have me to talk to, Father God? Where would you have me to go? Father God, every step I take, order it today. Every word I speak through me, Father God. Use me for your highest glory today, Father. The Lord just may want you to just go to the supermarket. Why? Because he know that you're going to run into somebody. That person on that corner when you're at the market, that person needs to hear that Jesus loved them. That's the only reason he sent you to the supermarket. You didn't really need the bread. You already had bread. You was on an assignment. See, everybody wants to be behind the pulpit, amen, blowing the horn, baby. It ain't about that. Everybody not going to, God give you your own personal pulpit. You get to the supermarket, glory be to God, because God knew that lady in back of you. He put you behind somebody with a whole bunch of groceries, amen, didn't have enough money on their credit card, holding up the line. That was God's divine providence. He wanted to slow you down, give you a couple minutes to talk to that person in back of you at the supermarket. Instead of complaining about how slow the cashier is and people not having money on their credit card, amen, then you can tell them about Jesus. And then if you're faithful to God, then God will bless you, and you can go step up and say, excuse me, is there a problem here? Here, what you short, ma'am? You need about $45? Here you go, cashier. Put her groceries on this card. Now, that's what you're talking about there. Oh, you don't have to do this. No, Jesus loves you. Jesus sent me here, glory be to God, just to, amen, to help you out today. Come on, somebody. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Let us start looking for opportunities. Let us start looking, amen, at our day from a different perspective, from different lenses, instead of just existing and waiting for the sun to go down and springing back 1 hour and saving 1 hour and waiting for the holidays and all of that. So day by day, step by step, Father God, what is it you would have me to do or say for you? One of our ministry partners, glory be the guy, used to pick up the telephone and just dial random numbers. She'd just make up 10 numbers, 215-881-2213. Make up numbers. And when the people would pick up, glory be to God, and she would use that as an opportunity, amen, to spread Christ. And guess what? Some of them would listen. Everybody didn't hang up on her. God is very, very creative. If you don't have a 9-to-5 job right now, that gives you even more opportunity, even if you got a 9-to-5. Guess what? You at that job. You could have been working on any job. You at that job. Why? Because God put you there. Because there's somebody for you to touch. Beloved, only what we do for Christ is going to last. But we got to stop ducking and dodging and making excuses and come out of the circle of disobedience, because that's a circle. And when Satan sees your disobedience, beloved, what he will do, amen, because he walked to and fro seeking whom he may devour, because we give the devil room. Woo. Let me share the testimony and I'm going to close. So yesterday, I'm coming in the house. I had one bag. I think I had one bag in my pocketbook. And I've been going through some stuff. I'm not going to share it right now on the blog. I share it in the more intimate. But y'all know I'm always engaged in spiritual warfare. I'm engaged in spiritual warfare. It's a little intensified now because of where the Lord has me. Glory be to God. But it's okay because the Lord is teaching my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Amen. It's all part of my apostolic covering. Amen. And I'm actually called to that. Amen. You know, to open prison doors and set the captives free in spiritual warfare. So long story short, so I'm in a special place of engagement, spiritual engagement right now, spiritual warfare. And I'm not doing a whole bunch of talking. Glory be to God. But believe me, it's all God's design. I know some of y'all been looking for me on social media and all that. Amen. The Lord is up to something, but it's okay. So I'm walking in the house. Here comes this big fat cat. I mean, big fat cat. I see him in the neighborhood every now and then. He live across the street, up the street, whatever. And so come walking towards me like he knew me. Okay. So I'm just sitting there looking. I stopped and I saw, and I had to pay attention because this cat was very intentional. It's not like, you know, it's going walking past me. It came like towards me like we was family. I said, okay. I just stopped. You know, I stopped. He kept walking. I stopped and watched the cat because I said, well, wait a minute. He's walking kind of close. I wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to get crazy and try to jump on me and attack me or whatever. So I'm sitting there and looking at the cat, and the cat looking at me, and the cat refused to back up and just kept coming towards me. So I started pleading the blood of Jesus. I said, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. I don't know if it's this one of these cats that got demons in it or what. Because, you know, demons can't possess animals. They prefer to possess people, but they will possess animals. So I'm pleading the blood, pleading. So the cat kept walking, but then the cat went around, came back around. Then the cat had nerve to run, walk in front of me, walk up my steps, and sit there right in the center of the steps like, you know what I mean, like I had to come past him to get into my own house. Let me tell you something. I knew what that was about. I knew that was satanic. Yeah, I knew. Let me tell you something. Somebody might say, no, that was a cat. No, baby, because most cats, when you say boo, they going to run. This one here was coming at me. But I knew what it was about because I know where I am right now with the Lord. See, but I ain't scared because the Lord is fighting my battles. See, I just make sure I'm a dweller in the Lord house. Sometimes I'm real silent. Sometimes y'all don't hear that much from me. Glory, that's because God got me covered. God got me in his hiding place while he's fighting. Glory be to God. I said, the devil is a liar. I went up to that cat, glory be to God, and told that cat, Jesus is Lord. And he with the skittling and the scattling. Let me tell y'all, beloved, let me tell you, spiritual warfare, witches, warlocks, Halloween, all that stuff is real. What I shared it with y'all a couple, might have been a year or two ago, I forget. I was riding in my car, and I saw the lady come out the house. She came out of her house. I was riding down the street. I wasn't riding that fast. She came out of her house, shut the door, came down the steps, and the lady became a cat. I saw that with my own eyes, and the cat went under the car. I don't take any drugs. I wasn't high, baby. I say all that to tell you, let me tell you, evil is around us. Witchcraft is around us, beloved. Devastation is around us, and we need to be in God's divine protection at all times, because Satan is coming for you. He's coming for your children. He's coming for your money. He's coming for your health. He's coming for your destiny. He's coming for everything you have, and your only safe place is in your circle of obedience. Because we want to be outside of obedience, doing our own thing, and still want God's divine protection, it don't work that way. Deuteronomy 28, if you do this and obey my laws, then I will do this. Come on, saints. If you live right. Somebody say, come on, it's time to live right. We can do nothing without Christ. Come on now, we're more than conquerors. Christ is going to help you. He's going to help you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, oh, that they would obey my ways. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. I'm closing on that because I done said enough. I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. Write this scripture down. We want to close on this one right here. Psalms 128, verse 1. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Whose ways? My own way, no. Whose ways? And God's ways. And God's ways. The steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Glory be to God. God says, if you live right, if you live right, he's going to help you live right if you want to live right. Amen. Do you? I'm sure you do. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, today is your day. Today, you did not look. Let God orchestrated this. It is no mistake that you are here this morning. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord yes. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Open up your heart. Open up your mouth. Amen. And invite Jesus in. That's all you got to do. You know, we take you through a couple words. You can make up your own words. As long as you just ask God to forgive you for your sins and you give Jesus Christ an invitation to come in and be your Lord and Savior. Thank him for saving you. Thank him for erasing your name out of the book of death. And then ask him to help you to become an obedient follower. Walking in faith, walking in love. Amen. And he'll do the rest. He'll take it from there. Amen. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. All right. All right. All right. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. And tonight is our Friday night praise party, I believe. These days are flying by. These days are flying by, aren't they? Amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. We are, today was the deadline for our Sylvanair ads, because we got to get that over to Pastor Erica, who has a couple things on her agenda. We don't want to crowd her at the last minute. And we have to get it over to the printer so they don't charge us extra. Okay. The Sylvanair Journal, people don't look at the expenses of having the event. They trying to calculate and figure if you're making money or not. No, all right, no. Let me help you. Help you with your math. The answer is no. Okay, we're moving in faith and we're moving in obedience so we know God going to bless us. We're going to extend that to Monday. All right, so that give you over the weekend, okay, to get with your people. If your people moving too slow, put the money up for them. You good? Just go ahead. Come on, pay for about 4, 5, 6 tickets. Because when we reach number 70, we're going to stop. All right? Just put the money up. It ain't like you ain't got it. If they don't buy it, then give it to somebody. Bless somebody. Amen. Say, come on, get dressed on December the 2nd. We going out. Glory be to God, huh? And then our ads. Now, if you just want to put a name, somebody can just put their name. Okay, $10. Now, you going to tell me, well, Pastor, I couldn't find nobody with $10. Now, you know what? You know what? Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's just if they want their name in our book. Okay, this, L, they can get a quarter page ad for $35. They can get a half page ad for $50. A full page ad for $100. One thing about these Sylvanair Journals, beloved, people don't throw these type of things away. They don't go home and throw that book away. That book, they'll keep that book forever. Okay? As we celebrate our 13th ministry anniversary, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. Okay, so we've extended our dates till Monday. They give you to the weekend. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And let them know that we are honoring, we're celebrating 13 years, and we are honoring 11 of our prayer intercessors. All right? Come on, do it out of love. Don't get jealous because your name ain't on the program. Come on, because y'all know me. We're going to be honoring everybody anyway. You know, honor these 11 women like you was the one. Glory be to God. Come on now. And support. Support. So we should have that room filled up in no time. So you figure if we got 11 prayer ministry partners, everybody, each of them bring four. We on that only leave about 25 seats. I'm gonna need about 10 of those. Come on now, because we're going to hate to turn people around. You're going to wait till the last minute and want to see, and we're going to have to say we're sorry. You can't participate. You know, we'll make sure you get a video. We're trying to budget in the money for the videographer. The videographer wants to video the whole thing. He wants to go around from table to table and get your testimony and have you say something. Videotape our 11 speakers. When they each get their couple minutes to go up, that video's going to last you for eternity. Take that video home and play it years later and see how cute you was that night. Come on. So we normally just have pictures, but this year we wanted to do the video. It's a little expensive, but I know God going to show up with a lump sum money from somewhere to offset this event. I ain't even worried about it. I ain't even worried about it because I know everybody going to do the right thing. Amen. And God might even touch somebody's heart. You know what I mean? To just say, here, Pastor, this is for our event. You know, to make sure that we got everything covered. Price of food. The price of food. And I got three meats. I got the nerve to have three meats on the menu. Salmon, beef, and that chicken marsala. I'm hungry already. Shoot. Shoot, I'll make sure I bring me some of them plates home, amen, because I'm going to tell them caterers, all right, whatever we got left over, y'all ain't taking this back out of here, okay? Now, we want some people bags. We taking some stuff home. Come on, y'all. It's just going to be a good time. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, so just let everybody know they got the weekend. It's the first of the month, so that we know everybody got a little bit of money. All right, you get, and make sure that you be see me by Monday, cash app in the money, whatever we got to do so we can go ahead and take care of our business. All right? God bless you. Meet us tonight at the praise party at 9 o'clock and let us give God some glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this service, Father God, in Jesus' name. As we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Whoo, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Amen. Love you, love you, love you in Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.